Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, How to Speak Life to Your Husband, When All You Want to Do is Yell at Him by Ann Wilson is a Christian marriage and communication book focused on the power of a wife's words. Drawing on her own experience, Wilson argues that criticism, nagging, and reactive speech can erode connection, while encouragement, self-control, and prayerful communication can strengthen a marriage. The book is aimed primarily at wives who feel frustrated, unheard, or stuck in destructive patterns of interaction and want practical, faith-based guidance, rather than treating marriage change as something to be forced through pressure. It presents communication as a spiritual and relational discipline shaped by humility and discernment. The central purpose is to help readers move from complaint to constructive speech, not by ignoring problems, but by learning how to address them in ways a husband can actually receive. Its tone is personal, biblically grounded, and practical, making it both devotional and instructional. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, encouragement as the primary alternative to criticism. One of the book's central claims is that encouragement is not a soft extra, but the main corrective to a marriage shaped by constant critique. Wilson presents the wife's words as deeply influential, capable of either reinforcing resentment or building trust. The book does not deny that problems exist in marriage. Instead, it questions whether criticism is actually helping solve them. By shifting attention from what a husband is doing wrong to what can be affirmed, the book reframes communication as an act of support rather than supervision. This matters because repeated correction often produces defensiveness, distance, and fatigue instead of change. Wilson's approach suggests that encouragement can create an environment where responsibility and growth become more possible. The practical implication is that the wife is not asked to ignore truth, but to communicate it in a form that protects dignity and relationship. That distinction gives the book its core tension. It is about honesty, but a kind of honesty that aims to strengthen rather than wound. Secondly, prayer before speech as a communication filter. The book places strong emphasis on prayer as the first step before difficult conversation. Rather than reacting immediately to irritation or disappointment, Wilson recommends asking God whether something should be said, when it should be said, and how it should be said. This is important because the book treats speech as morally and spiritually significant, not merely strategic. Prayer functions as a filter that slows down impulsive responses and makes room for discernment. That approach is especially relevant in moments when frustration feels justified, because the most damaging words are often spoken with complete confidence in the moment. By encouraging readers to pray first, the book moves communication out of the realm of self-protection and into a posture of dependence. This does not eliminate disagreement, but it changes the emotional posture behind it. The result is a model of communication that aims to reduce heat, improve timing, and keep conflict from becoming habitual. In this framework, prayer is not separate from practical advice. It is the mechanism that makes the practical advice workable. Thirdly, speaking truth without sounding like nagging. A key concern in the book is how to tell the truth without turning every conversation into nagging. Wilson is careful not to present silence as the answer to every problem. Instead, she addresses the harder question of how a wife can express real concerns without repeatedly pressuring, correcting, or circling the same complaint. The book recognizes that many people justify sharp communication by calling it helpful, but it argues that intent does not determine impact. If a husband consistently hears correction as a stream of dissatisfaction, the message stops being received as guidance and starts feeling like rejection. Wilson's response is not to avoid honesty, but to rethink delivery, tone, and frequency. This is where the book becomes especially practical. It challenges the assumption that saying something more often will make it more effective. Instead, it suggests that wise communication is measured by whether the other person can actually hear it. The broader implication is that truthful speech in marriage must be shaped by patience and restraint, not by the need to immediately fix what is wrong. Fourthly, the wife's influence is stewardship, not control. The book repeatedly presents a wife's influence as something to steward rather than use as leverage. That distinction is important because it separates healthy influence from controlling behavior. Wilson argues that wives have real power to shape the tone of a marriage, but that power should be exercised through grace, respect, and intentional words rather than manipulation. This view assumes that relational change cannot be forced into existence by pressure alone. Instead, influence works best when it is expressed through consistency, patience, and a willingness to build up what is already good. The concept also shifts responsibility in a constructive way rather than waiting for a husband to change first. The wife is invited to examine her own habits of speech and response. That does not make her responsible for everything, but it does make her responsible for her contribution to the relational climate. As a result, the book offers a model of agency that is active without being controlling. It argues that one person's words can genuinely shape a marriage, but only when they are used to serve, not dominate. Lastly, a biblical, personal, and highly practical guide for everyday marriage, the book stands out because it combines devotional reflection, personal testimony, and concrete communication advice in a compact marriage resource. It is not written as a theoretical theology of marriage, nor as a clinical communication manual. Instead, Wilson blends scripture-based reasoning with candid stories from her own marriage, which gives the book emotional accessibility without losing its Christian framework. That combination helps readers see that the problem is not unique or exceptional. It is ordinary enough to be addressed in everyday life. The practical value lies in its manageable focus. Rather than trying to solve every marriage issue at once, the book concentrates on one highly consequential habit, how a wife speaks to her husband. That narrow scope makes the guidance more usable, especially for readers who feel overwhelmed by broad marriage advice. The book is also distinctive in how it connects spiritual formation to ordinary speech. It treats tone, timing, and encouragement as parts of discipleship, not just relationship skills. For readers who want faith-based marriage guidance that is direct, relatable, and applicable, this book fills a clear niche. In conclusion, this book is best suited for Christian wives who want a practical, faith-centered way to change unhealthy communication patterns in marriage. It will also be useful for counselors, ministry leaders, and small group participants looking for a concise resource on encouragement, speech, and relational self-awareness. Its main benefit is that it gives readers a specific place to start, not with fixing a husband, but with examining how words shape the emotional climate of a home. That focus makes it more immediate than many broader marriage books, which often address compatibility, conflict, or intimacy in general terms. What distinguishes Wilson's book is its combination of biblical reflection, personal honesty, and highly actionable advice on speech. It does not promise a perfect marriage or claim that one person's change solves everything. Instead, it presents communication as a meaningful area of responsibility where small shifts can have real consequences. Readers looking for a clear, spiritually grounded, and practical guide to marital communication will find this book especially relevant. If you would like to support Ann Wilson, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.